Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's show. This week's show is called Happy Endings and Joyful New Beginnings. So join me as this is the penultimate show from Around My Kitchen Table, where I will be joined once again by my dear friend Annie Douglas, who's returning to share her insights and experiences that she's recently gained on her inner detox journey.
That's right.
That's right. And she's back. Welcome back, Annie.
Hello.
So we will be discussing and celebrating the importance of endings and beginnings as this Chinese New Year of the Red Fire Monkey gets underway. I'll also be sharing my latest guidance with you as I prepare to say a very fond farewell and a big, big thank you for my wonderful time with Equilarium FM on Om Times Radio and get ready to move on to my exciting new future at Vivid Life Radio. So please come and join us as together we raise those vibrations across the nations.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on. And last time you were here, I have to say, we raised the vibrations through the roof.
We certainly did. I was a bit naughty. Full of the Christmas spirit, I think. And it was my birthday.
It was your birthday. Yeah. Definitely.
And the glasses of champagne that I didn't tell you I had. But now I've stopped drinking.
How's it going? Tell us.
Okay. Well, it just seemed to I don't know what happened. You did something to me, Claire. I stopped smoking like that overnight.
Did you?
The willpower. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. I've wanted to do it for a long, long time. I stopped.
And just
cold turkey. I didn't miss it at all.
Brilliant.
And I would have a glass of wine every night. It was gin and tonic till about 5:30 and a fag, glass of red wine. And that was my evening. Every evening it was a party. I stopped.
Wow, well done you.
Yeah, cold turkey. I feel great. I mean, I really do feel so good. So I'm meditating every day. And, you know, that's life-changing as well.
Fantastic.
Exercising more. I mean, I'm doing double yoga. I can hardly move. I've just come from a class, an hour and a half, double yoga. Then I'll get into a lovely Epsom salt bath and then get into bed 10 o'clock, just do some reading. Not watching that telly. Remember I told you I was unplugging? Turn it off. Don't read the paper. So it's nice. I'm just in a lovely little bubble. And I feel wonderful. I've started doing meditation and I'm trying to train my horses. Yeah. But my daughter came and said, "You're not meditating right, Mummy." She said, "You just lie on the bed and go to sleep." She said, "This is what you have to do." So we've downloaded Headspace and it's about, apparently he's an ex-Buddhist monk and he teaches you how to do it properly, how to breathe, and he gives you visualizations and you see this wild horse and you've got to train it and rein this horse in. And when your mind starts to wander, then you breathe it. One, two, breathe, and then bring this horse in. So it's, you know, once you've got the visualization, you can actually think, okay, this is what it's supposed to be. Because the mind wanders so quick.
Oh, God, it does.
So quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's teaching the mind. It's a muscle. It's like training the biceps, you know, and it's all about putting that in.
Yeah. I was only going to say, years ago, I went to a Tibetan psychology evening class. And being a very, very visual person, much like yourself, the teacher explained it by drawing this wonderful image on the blackboard.
Yeah.
He said that the horses are your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And they were drawing, towing a beautiful carriage.
Mm-hmm.
He said the carriage is your body.
Yeah.
And the driver is your mind.
Yes.
And so he said you need to use your driver to rein in your horses to take your body safely.
That's it.
He said otherwise they will take your carriage and run roughshod across the world.
And that's what it's been doing.
Yeah, so you have to get hold of that driver, get him to rein in those horses.
Absolutely. Because I wasn't sleeping. No. I mean, I'd still be awake at 3 o'clock. I'd go and have another glass of wine and a fag. Still awake at 5. Oh, how bizarre is that?
Yeah.
Fine, go to bed at 10 now, sleep all the way through, wake up naturally at 7:30.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What a story of transformation.
Well, it is, isn't it, in 6 weeks. But sometimes I think, sometimes you're ready for it. Somebody sets you a challenge, step up to the mark, and
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Life-changing stuff.
Wow.
I'm also going to change career. I've just booked a course to do energy healing.
And that's with our lovely Carmen. Who's,
lovely, gorgeous Carmen. Yeah. I can't wait. So that's next weekend. So I've cleared my clientele for 3 days. And eventually I'm going to sort of, you know, do more healing and channeling. And yeah. I'll probably still do the hairdressing. But I've been doing that 40 years, Claire.
Yeah, wow.
It's time for a change, I think.
But also you are such a natural healer.
Yeah.
You know, that's I think that's been part of your success as a hairdresser, though.
I think
so. Is that you don't just do hair, you do holistic hair, because the information and the wisdom that you pass on to your clients. I mean, I know my mum was a huge fan and client of yours for many years, as so was I. Because it's the whole, as I said, the holistic healing that you give. So you've always been this. So it's music to my ears to hear that you're going to step into your full power as your the crone you can own the healer you.
Exactly. So it's theta healing, and it's quite exciting.
Yeah.
Do you know much about theta healing?
I don't, only from Carmen, because she does incredible work. This is Carmen Vestergom, who's been one of our beloved regular guests. And
apparently it's the state you're in just before you come out of a sleep and just before you go in.
Yeah.
So it's that deep meditative state.
Yeah.
And
that's the vibe. That's that point is where I channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that's how I learned what that theta was, because when I first started channeling, I'd got no idea what it was or where it was coming from, except it would literally come into my mind just as I was going to sleep. So it's when your conscious mind turns off and it's that switch where you go to the theta
point.
Yeah. And that's where your meditation, that's where your power of your subconscious mind is. Yeah. And so that's where I receive my channeling.
So it's working with energy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, this is the new vibration that we're going towards. Energy healing. Thoughts create illness. So you can turn that around and you can heal yourself, which I'm a great believer in.
Absolutely.
We don't really want to go down that scalpel route, chopping bits out.
No.
You know, so.
Oh, well, I think that's fantastic that you're going to do that. But you said that you've that you're doing your meditation now. And just before we came on air, you were telling me how you actually met the Dalai Lama.
Well, I did. I was in LA and I was doing my hairdressing and the usual chit-chat. What are you doing here? He said, I'm from Seattle. And I go, okay, nice place. He said, I'm here to meet the Dalai Lama. I'm doing a workshop. And I went, oh, God, I'd love to go. He said, meet me on the corner of Main Street. I'll smuggle you in, Annie. And I went, okay. Asked the boss for a break. Went off. There's Richard Gere, meeting and greeting, and there's the Dalai Lama. Little old Annie's been sneaked into the back door. Couldn't believe it. There's all these eunuchs on the stage, and they're doing all these wonderful chants, and all festooned with flowers. The colour, you know, those colours, that beautiful orange and the saffron. And then it was all this Namyoho Renge Kyo, Namyoho Renge Kyo, Namyoho Renge Kyo. And I started doing this. I started chanting and I would go to Buddhist classes and stuff. And that was amazing. So I kind of feel I'm back on my path because I've picked that up.
Yeah.
How did I get back into Buddhism? I made a phone call. I met somebody at yoga, made a phone call and started doing the Buddhist chanting. So I'm there tonight after I leave here.
That's fantastic.
So everything's falling into place.
Yeah. Because
synchronicity.
Since seeing you, because I've seen you since you were on the show last
time,
I went for a dog walk with Coco up on the hill just before one of my shows. And I met this woman who actually taught me the Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo into the sunset together. I'd never learned it.
You've never heard of that before? It's quite a powerful thing.
Yeah. And so then she said, if you want to stay in touch and you'd like to do some chanting another time, then here's my number. So my name is Claire. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, that's my name. Yeah. And so I went to take her number down to put it in my phone. And she said, my name is Claire Saunders.
Wow.
And that's my maiden name. So for 30 years, that was my given name. Mm. And so ever since then, I've looked back and thought, wow, it was like me meeting myself. Mm. It was giving me the chant that I needed. So she said, this is it. Mm. And the very next day, I went into Brighton to get something. I went past a shop down in the lanes where there's a Buddha in the window and sitting on its lap is Nam-myoho Renge Kyo.
Yeah.
And so it's the first thing I saw as I walked past. And I thought, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah. So ever since then, I've been doing it. And
very,
it's amazing.
Very powerful. But the more people that do it, obviously the vibration raises. And so we meet at people's houses in the evening and we chant, you know. And it's come from Japan. It's near Oshirin. You know, it's very, very powerful, very, very fast. And almost trance-like. You know, I've never actually got to that stage where I can do it as quick yet. Yeah. But
Next day I Googled it because she'd given it to me. I thought, right, every part of me inside went, I need this. This is what I need. So I thought, well, I need to start by finding out what it means and what it is.
Yeah.
Because we first came onto that because we were talking about the latest painting I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And she said, the space that's in the centre of the heart in this late painting, she said, oh, that's what this chant is about. And so the next day I thought, right, I'm going to look for this. And so then I spent the whole, you know, hours and hours listening to on YouTube different things.
Wonderful.
And then Tina Turner.
Yes.
Lots of Tina Turner.
The life story was amazing.
Amazing. So I just listened to one after another after another. And the hours just skipped by.
Yeah. So you should watch her life story. It's a great movie.
Okay.
Very, very good. And she accredits everything to this powerful saying. Did you find out what it meant?
I did, but I haven't got that written down.
No,
I don't remember.
No, I'm not sure. But I know namaste is I admire your soul or something.
I see you.
I see your soul, yeah. So Nam-myoho Renge Kyo is something on those lines.
Yeah.
Without
offending, the Buddhists out there that actually know what it's about.
No.
But yes, so...
It's all good stuff, though.
It's all good stuff. And how fantastic that you're off to do that after the show.
Yeah.
Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. So after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about that. So we'll chant into the break, shall we?
Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, 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 Nam-myoho Renge Kyo,
Nam-myoho.
Brilliant. Oh, God, that's good. That was good.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Vibe Nation Radio is brought to you by Carrie Turcotte and Dean Thomas. Each week we bring a refreshing outlook to lifting the veils of illusion that occur in our daily lives. We will share our own learnings and personal experience that allow others to understand who they truly are.
At the end of each show, Carrie will be tapping into the listeners' energies just to give an idea of what to expect for the week ahead. So join us each Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and together we will discover the inner keys that will unlock the true you.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back after that little chanting session.
Yes, hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed that. Yes, so That's about stepping into the new for, well, for me.
Yeah, for me too. New career, hopefully.
Yeah, new career.
New challenges, and new people. New people, meeting fabulous new people, Claire.
Yeah.
How it's opened up, you know, fabulous new people are just popping into my life.
Wow, that's like raising your own vibrations.
Yes.
Yeah,
So simple.
Well, in fact, I've got a lovely piece of writing here, which I got on the 13th, which I'd like to read and share with everybody.
Great.
So if you'd like to take a moment to sit and close your eyes, if possible, if not while you're driving, obviously, or operating heavy machinery. But, yeah, just let the words settle. Hurrah, hurrah, hooray, for today truly is the day of days to celebrate the end of one phase and the exciting beginning of another. This next chapter starts as it intends to carry on, with great passion and adventure, joy, love and laughter. 'Tis a veritable tale of great achievements and advancements made with great companions and compadres. New characters join the cast with wonderful wisdom and magic to bring to the overall story of love, conquering everything on the journey to enlightenment and bringing peace to the world and heaven down to earth. You are fully inspired and riding high upon the waves of excited anticipation. Be bold and be brave as you surf the mighty waves and embark on the most exciting and exhilarating time of your life. 'Tis a time for truly opening your mind and expanding your realm of possibilities to include the vastness and greatness of all that there is. Embrace your power as you surrender to the forces of nature and the natural flow and rhythm of the universe. Do less, be more. 'Tis far easier to go with this incredible organic flow than you know. Release all limitations of your physical mind and embrace all your power of the magical kind.
Wow, sounds really good. Yeah. Do less, be more.
Yeah. Isn't that a powerful message?
Do you know, I've always beaten myself up if I'm not busy, and I've never given my possession to just be.
Yeah.
I've never given myself
permission. Yeah.
But it's so powerful, isn't
I think
it?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you're right. That's probably the most powerful part on it. And it's
when,
just like,
when you're silent, things calm and the clarity.
Yeah. And you know, we all get lost in being human doings rather than human beings.
Yeah.
We just do things all the time. It's just like, oh, I haven't got time to do this. I haven't got time to do that because I'm busy doing. Which is like trying to make things happen.
Mm.
And yet you should, you know, allow your life to unfold instead of to try and make it happen. Obviously, you take the obvious steps towards the outcome that you wish to see, but you don't take responsibility of making it happen because you can't anyway.
I just think slow down and breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so, listen to the birds. I mean, I go out in the garden in the morning and I literally look into the sky now. I never used to before and see what's going on and just, you know,
yeah,
completely different vibration.
Take time to be.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
So, you know, this part where it says you are fully inspired and riding high upon the waves of excited anticipation.
Mm.
Last week, I was absent from the show, as you know, because I had to postpone you.
Barcelona.
Because my husband and he whisked me off to a wonderful 5 days in Barcelona, which was so inspirational. Literally, I've come back bursting with colour and passion and clear blue skies and sunshine. And so I'm riding high on this with excited anticipation, which this new year has brought anyway. We're in this Chinese New Year. It'll
be a very powerful start.
Of the red fire monkey.
Mm.
And as we know, monkeys are very playful,
yeah,
but they're also very tenacious.
Cheeky.
They're very cheeky. So, you know, we're being asked to see the humour in things,
yeah.
You know, to take the light side of it, lighten up, but also be very adaptable to change. They're very, very good at, changing, go with the flow. And then they're very, they're focused on the end result that they want, and they take different routes to get there. So it's about being tenacious, but being flexible at the same time.
Yeah.
And so to be very inspired, which is we are all are at the moment, with this exciting golden new year that started. But at the same time, it's like a sort of dichotomy, because I'm also absolutely exhausted.
Well, I was as well. I mean, you know, I've just come from the gym. I had to do a meditation in the car. I could have easily just laid down and gone to sleep. And then just drinking this wonderful water.
Oh, yeah.
And then putting my lovely shoes on. I've got magnets in my heels now. Watch out, folks. But it's good fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do feel exhausted. I have to work through it. But my sister's having terrible problems with stomach pains, and I'd read somewhere that the light workers of the world are experiencing these ailments, you know, in their stomach and headaches and
your whole
low
body.
Energy.
Yeah,
just being zapped.
Definitely. I was reading something also which was about the light workers, you say, because we're all raising our vibrations and there's been masses of solar flares, so taking on this new light that's here as we raise our vibrations, our physical bodies are going through a lot of transformation where they're actually ending karmic ties. So we're dealing with ancestral problems.
Yeah.
And so the advice was to just rest, which, you know, it's hard not to when you're exhausted, but rest and allow your body to process what it needs to process, because it's doing its karmic work.
Yeah.
So breathe deeply.
And power naps and meditations.
Yeah, meditations, but don't buy into the fear.
No, the fear.
You know.
That's what I've got to overcome. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Yeah. Marvellous book.
Yeah.
Jeffries.
But there is you know, it's so easy when you're met with physical symptoms to actually start spiraling down with fear or
control those horses again.
Control those horses, rein them in.
Yeah.
But there's so much out there of people in fear.
Ooh,
it's very easy to
it's very
dip into
low
it.
Vibration. Sometimes I feel as though I'm just looking down on them all. I'm looking at it with different eyes now.
So have you found that this has increased since you've done your detox?
Yeah, for sure. And the meditation as well. I just think it's like taking blinkers off, you know, and you're just viewing the whole world with different eyes. It's unplugging from the matrix as well. And I stopped watching that dreadful news, propaganda, don't read the paper. And I'm just not buying it. And I just feel altogether much better that I'm not in that fear vibration, which is obviously what they intend to do. But even the movies, I went to a movie the other day, Zoolander, and I came away and it wasn't good. I didn't come away feeling great and uplifted.
It's a comedy, so you're supposed to.
But I didn't.
No.
Because the material in there I found a little bit satanic, I suppose, for want of a better word, but I did not enjoy it. And the first one I loved.
Yeah.
And I took my daughter and we thought, oh, great, let's go and see a movie. Let's go have lunch. And we came out, we went to Wetherspoons, and I'm just looking at everyone and their misery. They've got a pint in front of them and it's just like they're all drugged up with beer and food. And I thought, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Beam me up.
Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah. But it's about making those choices, isn't it? And as you say, now we've taken on these wonderful, after having Nikki Edgell on the show telling us all about the Nikin products and why we should be drinking this clean, clear water that we've got this amazing Pymag water.
That's great. You know,
and we took a sports bottle with us to Barcelona so that we could have alkaline water all the time.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and I've been wearing the magnets in my shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it's incredible for actually helping you ground.
I
feel much clearer. In my head, it's like static has been cleared around. So we need to take on all the natural aids we can to help us as light workers, because we are all very, very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of energetic shifts.
There's a lot of bad vibration
there,
there
at
as
the moment.
Well.
Yeah.
And it's about protecting solar plexus, isn't it? And bringing like a chain down.
Yeah.
Or a cloak of protection.
Yeah. I tend to do home dome, which is where you visualize getting yourself into like a 6 foot, 12 foot glass crystal dome that then comes underneath your feet as well. I would say it was, you know, one of those old ones that you'd have birds in, or in antique shops you see those. So you go home dome, which just locks you in a crystal sort of bubble of protection that goes underneath your feet.
Yeah.
And then you do that in a 12-foot pyramid of golden light.
Wow.
And so you do home dome, light zone, and then I wrap the whole thing in huge, beautiful, magnificent angel wings.
Lovely.
And so right now we need to be doing home dome, light zone, angel wings, every time you can think of it.
We went to see Jerry Sargent at the Kunara Centre. And somebody asked how he protects himself, and he said he visualises pyramids in each corner of the room.
Right.
And it projects, and he said that is such a good way to reflect anything and protect. So, again,
that's nice.
As much as you can get, do it.
Definitely. So fill yourself with golden light.
Yeah, the light.
Pour in from your head, golden, 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 and become a veritable golden magnet and beam out. Yeah. So, you know, that's also the best
from
way.
From the heart.
The best way.
I did a heart chakra meditation for 11 days, and that is a shift.
Oh, really?
Just visualising this green energy, opening the heart chakra. Yeah. Quite powerful stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
So, yeah, the best way for protection is to raise your own vibration.
Yeah.
And so that you're beaming it out, so that the dark can't exist around you if you are.
But I've just been meeting some great people. It's just nice the way that people bounce off and synchronicity. I went to a party and met this amazing guy, and he said, "Gosh, you're quite well informed." I said, I think I know a bit more than I let on, you know. And he sort of said, "Well, I unplugged my TV about 3 years ago." He said, "I don't watch TV." He said, "But I do a lot of YouTube." And he said, "Have you heard of Dolores Cannon?" And apparently she channels Nostradamus, you know, the quatrain.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was fascinating stuff, you know. So I've been watching that. And she said, "We are on this planet at this time for a reason."
Wow.
I know.
Well, perhaps after the break, you can tell us what that is.
Okay.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
So, welcome back. And before the break, Annie, you were going to tell us the meaning of life. Or
I wish I knew. No. I mean, you know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube channels and a lot of the information is very powerful stuff. I mean, you can scare yourself to bits, but a lot of it's great. And I mean, once we get out of this fear, you know, bypass that, there is a massive, gorgeous life waiting for us.
Yeah.
But we've got to get through the poo to get there.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a lot of inner workings, a lot of, you know, meditation and grounding and determination.
And courage.
Yeah. Courage.
There's a lot of courage.
To be yourself.
Courage to
be different.
Yeah.
And that is that's coming across to me a lot now. Yeah.
Well, I completely agree. I've had a wonderful time doing this show for all these months, and yet I've got the calling that, and all my writing's been encouraging it for, you know, weeks and weeks for everyone who's been listening. You can see the journey along. It's time for change. It's time to evolve. It's time to grow. Yeah. And so it's like every single thing needs to change. And so this has become my comfort zone, which is wonderful. And I've really, really thoroughly enjoyed every minute of doing all the shows. Mm. But now I know it's time for me to evolve and move on. Mm-hmm. So, and that takes courage.
It does.
Because this is now my comfort zone. This is my home.
It's too easy, though. It's too nice, isn't
it? Well, it's lovely, but it's like, I need a new challenge.
New shaker.
The change of, challenge of the new.
I love the challenge.
Yes, yeah, that you don't know what it is. Yeah. And so...
So next
but again,
step.
You have to be brave. It's like, well, I'm now gone to the edge of the cliff, and it's just like, okay, you've got to jump before you know you can fly. So yeah, it's right. You know, and so that brings me to this next piece of writing,
Leap of Faith,
which I shall share with you. And this one came on the 15th. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to close your eyes again, if you can, and just take a few minutes, let these words settle. The time has come to get up and run towards your future with no delay. Believe me when I say the next exciting phase of your life has just begun. Every day is a step further away from what your life had become and is a leap forward towards the golden blissfulness of what is yet to come. Trust is a must at all times, and right now you do not know quite how or where or when you will take to the sky and fly, but trust that you will. The future is bright, the future is golden and bathed in agape love and abundance. Trust, your time has truly come. Command from your core all the support and guidance, love and protection, prosperity and direction that you seek and require for this to be your finest hour. You have great, great ideas and a mighty vision of what can be done to help your fellow man. To raise vibrations across the nations is a vital and important plan. To do what you can all do to become the bravest, greatest you will serve your highest self and bring you all a wealth of wondrous experiences and rewards. You cannot afford to doubt or disbelieve what you are about to receive, for 'tis truly on its way, for your future starts today.
Wow, that's good.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, that resonates though. That sounds amazing.
You have to, we are all being asked to be brave.
And trust. You've got to trust.
Trust is a must.
We don't know what we're going into, but you've got to trust that. And I kind of do, but you've got to tap in.
Yeah.
And override that fear and tap in.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. What is the next bit? Where am I going? What am I doing? It's just like, trust that it will be shown and that it will be good.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I do trust, and you do, and that's why we're sitting here doing this. But it can be very hard.
It can't get any worse. I mean, I think to myself, what is there to look forward to? You know, it's a pretty meagre life at the moment. The weather's horrendous, and it's all a bit mundane. It's got to be better, hasn't it, than just paying bills and working hard to pay bills. And
yeah, no, there is a bigger story. You know, there's, the piece I did. There's a piece I haven't read, which I'll read maybe in the next break, which is about it being time. Oh, no, because I was away when I did this. So I haven't read this. I sort of did it last week. Maybe I'll read you one more.
Go on.
Okay. Okay, I think I'll have to read this one after the next break because I haven't got time to, but there's a big piece here which is about, this is the calling beyond where we've been so far.
Mm-hmm.
This is the next, you know, it's beyond what we've done as mothers.
Mm-hmm.
As we're saying that you have to sacrifice your personal growth and development in one aspect.
Well, I have done for 19
to bring up
years.
Your children. And yeah. Exactly, we do, because you have to give stability to the home and you have to give your children your energy for them to grow and evolve into who they're meant to be.
Roots to grow, wings to fly.
And then you get to this point, and it's something like, now we have a calling beyond just what your role as mother is.
And it's been into the crone.
It has.
And there's an expression, cronies.
Right.
We're all cronies.
We are.
And that's quite nice, isn't it?
Well, it is, because remember here, this is the crone zone.
I know.
You know.
And I kind of embrace that.
Yeah.
You know? Let's make it hip.
Yeah, definitely. So
be cronies.
Definitely be crones. So it is. It's time to move forward. It's time to be bold. And that's what monkey's saying. It's monkey Chinese year.
Mm.
You know, leap forward like they do. Leaf one tree, dare to go to another.
Mm.
So it is. It's a time of excited change, as you said, because when you look around, I love that piece. It said that you're taking every day is a step up further away from what your life had become.
Yeah.
Because you say the mundaneness of life can settle in very easily.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you can be passively passing your present.
Or just sucked into it.
Instead of actively forming your future.
Yeah.
And then there are moments where you know that you think, no, there could be something better.
I think dare to dream. And because, you know, we are very visual people. You know, it's quite nice to lift yourself out of the mire and think, there's got to be something better than this.
Yeah.
And there is.
There is. And you have to... You know,
dream it, visualise it, feel it, think it, do it, it happens.
Exactly, because we are, you know, master creators.
Yeah.
So you've got to decide it, create it in your mind.
Manifest.
And then you will manifest it, exactly.
Yeah.
And so start to dare to have a dream to begin with.
Mm. And people are waking up. There's an awful lot of sheeple still there, but people are waking up.
Yeah, yeah.
And not buying into the matrix.
Yeah. And then, you know, you've got to be brave. It takes courage.
Courage.
You know, to lead by example.
Yeah.
But you were saying that your daughter's transformed in this last 6 weeks by you leading by example.
Exactly. And that's quite incredible that, you know, she is meditating. She's just come back from San Francisco. She's a different girl. She's had a taste of what life can be outside of this country. And she's going for it, you know. She really wants to fly, which is, I think my job is done, Claire.
Yeah, well done.
You know, I've given her the confidence. I want her to travel. I want her to get out there. She's got the biggest heart.
She has.
You know. And she's...
19, just, so she's now can.
She's on her adventure, and there she is, and that's, you know, wonderful. But when she was telling me how to meditate, I thought, oh my goodness, who's the teacher here? You've got to sit upright to meditate, Mum, not lie down, you've fallen asleep, you know. And I thought, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. But I mean,
but her allergies have cleared up, you know, because of our diet's changed. We're not having all this rotten sugar and the wheat. And her skin's completely changed.
Oh,
more energy.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, which is what you should be more like at 19, because it was very sad to hear that, you know, that it's so easy for people to not understand how to command your own energy and how your body is responding.
Mm.
Because if you're just eating the same food that's put out there, that we're being encouraged to eat in the sort of media and our, you know, fast food. Yeah, processed foods. And if you don't know that there's anything wrong with those. It's not that it's wrong for people that want it, but it's just dead food. What you need is good energy, and then you'll get more
energy. A friend of mine's just got an allotment, and I'm sorely tempted. You know, I did used to have one. A lot of hard work, though. But I just think, great, make your own veg.
Yeah.
Grow your own veg.
So they've got living, you know, eating live food.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all about vitality, isn't it? So,
sure is.
Yeah. And that's what, I mean, Equilarium is all going to be about. I mean, you know, and I've got great steps moving forward, which is really fantastic with Equilarium. So my show is also...
a leap towards...
It is. It's a leap towards it because it's been an active... visualization, it's been every time we said it, it's an affirmation of bringing Equilarium to form. And I'm very happy to say that it's coming on very nicely because it's about educating people, empowering people to a better understanding of their own energy, how to improve it, how to raise your vibrations. And so to build this incredible center in Northern California, a high vibration, holistic healing and education centre is just so exciting to be able to make a big difference in the world.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so I'm really, really looking forward to doing that.
Oh, well, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, I know you are, darling. I know you are. So definitely, we've got to raise those vibrations so we can hop across the nations.
Yeah, for sure.
To get over there.
Well, I mean, I think Scarlett will be on the next plane out. She loves San Francisco.
Yeah.
She said the energy, the air, the air smelled so clean.
Well, there's definitely, it's been cool to go there for
and the mountains. Sierra Nevada, isn't it, that whole plane?
With Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta.
Yeah, so we have to go there.
I have to get there. By hook or by crook, I'm going.
Yeah, well, we're following our intuition, which is all we can be asked to do.
Yeah,
and so by clearing your diet, by meditating and raising your own vibrations.
And becoming lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter in body, lighter in mind. Yeah.
Then your intuition becomes stronger.
Yeah.
And so then when you hear these calls, you have to follow them. You have to pursue what your heart is saying rather than your head.
Yeah.
Because for so long we've all been told what to think and we've been conditioned. Exactly. So we behave, I'd like to do this, but no, I ought to do
from
that.
From the cradle to the grave, we are conditioned, you've got to unplug it.
Yeah, and when you unplug it and you start to listen to the inner voice, you know, that little voice, it starts to get louder and louder.
That's nice.
And so, as you said, then you get clearer direction.
Doing less.
Be more.
Being more. Exactly.
Yeah.
Quite, it's powerful though, isn't it? Yeah. Even just sitting still in the morning, which I do, it's great.
Yeah.
I tweet along with the birds. I watch everything outside. It's lovely.
You do less.
It's nice.
And you be more.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, loving it.
Great. Well, after the break, I'll read you this other piece of writing, which I actually got, but I just got back from Barcelona.
Okay.
So.
That candle's lovely.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back. I said before, I'm going to read you a piece which I received on the 8th. But I just
in Barcelona?
No, I just got back from Barcelona.
Okay.
I did a small piece while I was in Barcelona. But this one is when I was back.
Does it come through in Spanish?
No, because non hablo español. No, this is in English. The winds of change are veritably upon you all. 'Tis time for magnificent advances, things that will enhance your lives and present circumstances before your very eyes. Look to the skies, for incredible opportunities are on their way. Blue horizons with a limitless reach will bring magic and wonder to your door. See your life bathed in syrupy golden light and love, and it shall be for sure, once and for all. Expect these changes and be prepared to make all the rearrangements necessary to facilitate and activate the full potential and powerful impact they will bring. Sing to the heavens, for your time of times has come. Your days of days are here. So do not fear or hesitate, for you will no longer have to wait. 'Tis time to fly, to leap and open your mighty wings, for the conditions are more favourable and sustainable right now than ever before. You are well and truly ready and willing to your core. So trust, trust, trust. You will be guided and supported at all times. You will not be on your own when you leave your comfort zone. In fact, you will feel more at home than you have ever known. For you have come to live an extraordinary life, far greater and larger than just being a daughter, a mother, and a wife. These are the wonderful roles that have thus far been your greatest joy. But they will still remain the beautiful, loving, caring, sensitive and sharing, fulfilling aspects of your personality and your soul. But you also have a mighty goal to fulfill, and you will. This is the calling beyond your family and friends. This is the calling to be the very greatest you and to achieve the full, greatest potential that is within your soul. You have come to make a vast difference in the world. And the difference is you. Be ready, be steady, and go, go, go. Green lights all the way. Signal that today is the day to leap up and say, let's get this party started. And take all the obvious actions necessary and embrace all opportunities as they arise to make the greatest positive impact you can to help your fellow man. 'Tis time indeed to be the star you are.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, that really resonates, yeah. Actually. Because we've done the whole mother thing. We've done, you know, and what next? I don't want to be redundant at 55, do you?
But also what's reassuring was I know that there has been some resistance within me to not wanting to leap forward and do my mighty calling mm-hmm. if it means that it affects the status quo of my family, of my
comfort
zone, of my family roles. I don't want it to interrupt those. Yeah. And so that's very reassuring because it's like, well, that doesn't have to be at the expense of those. Mm. It's beyond that. Mm. Mm. And that's what's nice, to think that actually you don't have to change. It doesn't mean everything's going to change and you have to let go and become selfish and leave your family and friends. It just means that you can go beyond. There is more of you. You can actually reach further.
Absolutely. And I think the more people that are together on that, it's going to be a lot easier, the whole transition. And as you say, trust, that is massive, isn't it? You've got to just trust. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Yeah. That's my mantra, I think, this year.
Yeah.
You know, push through that fear.
And stay golden.
And stay golden.
Definitely.
Stay in the light. Yeah, there's an awful lot of work to do, but I think we'll get there.
Yeah. I do too.
You know, the consciousness, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
We're all waking up.
We are. And it's going to be fantastic. So next week I'm going to invite my beautiful, lovely girls to come back and join me for the final show.
That will be lovely.
Finale on...
you're going to have a party.
Equilibrium FM, we shall have the party. As we all leap forward and we can find out what the girls have been doing since the last time they're on the show, and we can hear about everybody's new advances and how courageous everyone is being because everybody is being. It is the time to step up, step out, go beyond.
Be your authentic self.
Mm. So there's going to be a lot to share. So you'll have to come on my new show until...
Yeah, Vivid Radio.
Yeah, I shall give you more information next week, all the details of where you'll be able to find me. But, so that's very, very, very exciting.
Positive.
Yeah, so there's lots of information there to digest, and I will be putting all of those pieces on my website, on my latest writing page, which is, you can be found at www.clairejohnson.eu, and you go to my latest writing page. If you sign up for my newsletter, you will get... all of those pieces will be sent to you, and there's going to be a membership options on my site coming soon where you can sign up and then have regular deliveries of my latest writing as it's received. You can also follow me on Twitter at Her Clairness. So I tweet my latest writing when that comes because it's very powerful information to be received. And so I get a lot of gratitude from people who tell me how it just gives them the boost as and when they receive it. Because it gives me a huge boost when it keeps you in line with where you're going and gives you that courage to actually, to be reminded to be brave because you can wobble very easily.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, but I think you're right. The chanting and the meditation, the eating the right foods stops you wobbling so much.
Absolutely. It's just training yourself in another...
Mm. Definitely.
Another dimension.
Because also I think where we used to excel at multitasking, particularly as mums where you're doing all sorts of things on the go, I think it's definitely the time now is for focus and clarity.
Mm.
So I turn off my phone during the day when I don't need it. I turn it on to do things.
I just find out I can't take too much on. In the gym today, the kids running around, Hoover's alarms going off. I just want to be quiet.
Yeah, journey in.
I really do. And silent. And that's really changed because I used to have the biggest stereo or the loudest music.
Yeah, but you need to have quiet so that you can hear the inner voice. Don't you? We're saying that it's not the loudest. Your mind's chatter can be very loud. But you have to have stillness to allow the voice of your heart to rise and to hear that. And that's the calling that you need to really follow. Mm. And that's where this is saying be brave to follow that. Because we are all here on purpose. Mm. There is not a human being on the planet that is here by accident. All the souls that are incarnate on the world have come because they're here to make a difference. So it's everybody, every soul, you know, has a calling if you stop and listen.
Yeah.
You're here to make a positive difference. And it is through positive people power we're going to change. We're going to shift the planet into the next paradigm.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
And the more people that come together,
yeah, because it's
stronger.
It's the time of collaboration instead of competition.
Yeah, oh gosh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, because that's the old paradigm, where there was the right way, the wrong
competitive,
way.
Competitive, and women can be so competitive.
Yeah, which is interesting, because it's supposed to be the rise of the divine feminine, but women can be very, very...
Oh, absolutely, awful energy.
Yeah, but you it's
know,
about...
There's no sisterhood when you look at it sometimes. You know, the men seem to have more camaraderie, don't they, sometimes, that...
I don't know. I think that might be perceived. I think what it is that the rise of the divine feminine is to rise that feminine aspect in the men as well, yeah. Which is less competition, yeah, more yeah, camaraderie, yeah. That side of it. I think they, you know, the heart-centered men, you know, are fantastic. And so it's not about just empowering women. It's about bringing that divine feminine up in the masculine,
yeah.
Because there's a lot of very powerful women out there who operate completely from their masculine.
Oh yeah.
So it's about getting into balance.
That balance, yeah.
It's the balance is what we all need to strive to find. And so it's you find that within, with going in with that quietness, that calming the mind, and listening to that inner voice. Because you tend to have one side that you will listen to. You know, like the old Native American Indian proverb, which was that there's the two wolves inside you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's which one will survive. It's the one you feed the most.
That's
so
right.
If you have this aggressive masculine energy that's about competition and achievement and betterment and success, then you feed that. Or if it's actually you can do it from a more harmonious point of view, that you can be here to do the bigger purpose in the kindest, most compassionate way, then feed that aspect of yourself and focus on that.
That's law of attraction, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you'll create...
Focusing on what you don't want.
Yeah, and like be the change you wish to see in the world. Mm. So, you know, focus on harmony. So that brings me to the end of today's show.
Is that the end already?
Yeah. So I'd just like to take the opportunity to say thank you so much, Annie, for joining us again.
Thank you.
Wonderful to see you.
Good luck with your new show.
Thank you very much, darling. And so come and join us next week for the finale of Equilarium FM on Times Radio. So it remains for me to say, up until that time, stay golden to your core. And namaste to all you beautiful ditties out.
Namaste.
Namaste.